Grade 12 Unplugged.
Hi, thanks for joining us. My name is Pinky. I am a mum to one kid, Keely. She's turning 17 this year and finishing up school, doing grade 12. We would love you to join us this year as we navigate grade 12 Unplugged, which means we will share the ups, the downs all together now as she finishes school and I wrap up being a school mum. Hallelujah. Follow us on Pinky's Bits, Instagram and Facebook, or stay across us wherever you listen to your podcasts. Now, after we do a bit of a check-in about the last couple of weeks at our place, we're going to talk about getting teenagers financially literate with CEO of Financial Basis Foundation, Katrina Samios, which Keely, you can take the lead on this one. How does that sound?
That sounds pretty good. Excited to interview her.
Excellent. Now, how are you? We've just finished week 6 of term 1.
Yeah, so I'm pretty good. Had a lot of drafts due this week, a lot of my subjects. So I think I had like 3 or 4 drafts.
Now, you also just had your swimming carnival the other week as well.
Yes, I did have my swimming carnival. That was very fun. A lot of my grade actually did show up. So it was a big grade 12 day.
And as you phrased it to me, it's your last swimming carnival ever.
Yeah, it was the last one. Bit sad. Swimming carnival was never really my favourite though. More of an athletics carnival girl, to be honest. So that one's going to hit a little closer to home.
I think it was grade 12 at our swimming carnival. And we had this conversation because butterfly is not a popular swimming stroke. And you just get points for your house for getting in there. So I actually went in and I think I did 100 metres of butterfly. It was really hard, like a struggling butterfly in the water. I think it was myself and someone else who didn't even finish it. So did you have one of those scenarios at your swimming carnival?
Yeah, for butterfly, for my grade, usually we don't have many participants, but my grade, because it's the last one, had a lot more than you'd expect.
Yep.
But I can say a lot of people did not know how to do butterfly. One of my friends just flopped around in the water and did freestyle.
And that counted?
Yep. You still got a point.
That's great. So you also have a concert in Brisbane coming up. Now, that's about 600 Ks away from us. So when you were really excited about 12 months ago and the tickets were released, I was like, sure, get yourself a ticket. And usually I'll do a road trip to accommodate you. But this time I've just bought you a flight. I'm sending you down to our family to take care of things.
Yeah, I am so excited for this concert. I've been waiting for this for literally a year, like the tickets came out a year before because Australia is always last leg of the tour. And it's for the band Cigarettes After Sex. Very, very good band, quite popular, a few songs. And yeah, I'm just so excited. Like I've been waiting for this for so long, got my outfit planned, got everything ready.
Now, while you're down there, you're hoping to have a little scout around for a formal dress as well.
Yes, I am hoping to maybe find one. If not, I've got other opportunities, but yes, I am on the lookout.
One of the highlights over the last couple of weeks for me, it's been very busy, was when you went to the library to do some study in town. You also grabbed an Afghan recipe book and then we went and got the ingredients. It was a lamb and spinach curry and you made it on a night that I was particularly exhausted and it was absolutely stunning.
Yeah, I was so excited to make that. It was actually brilliant. It did take 3 hours
or so. It took a long time, right? Why was that?
Because I didn't really read the recipe correct because you need like an air cooker
or a pressure cooker. We have a
slow cooker.
Yeah.
So I had to add 2 or so hours onto the recipe time, but it was really good. So I don't really have any regrets about that one.
No, it was absolutely delicious. So yeah, we probably had dinner about 8:30 on a Saturday night or something.
Yeah.
So I was already like half dead asleep. But anyway, it was amazing.
I am a very good cook. That is true.
We are going to talk money now about teaching high school kids financial literacy with Katrina Samios, the CEO of Financial Basics Foundation. Thanks for coming on to Grade 12 Unplugged.
Thanks for having me.
Now, we don't get to cover a lot of life skills at school, some would say, but some things seem to be trickling through these days. And if someone doesn't teach you about money early on, you will need to go and learn it somehow yourself or even pick up some bad habits along the ways. So what are studies showing about our kids and financial literacy?
Yeah, well, generally financial literacy levels for young people in Australia are pretty low. And it's consistent that young people under the age of 24, as well as older people and women, often score lower in financial literacy tests. And the international studies for young people, 15-year-olds, has also shown that there's been a decline in financial literacy in Australian students.
Hey, Katrina. So I've looked at the Take Charge of Your Spending course available through Cashed Up, and I think that's a topic people my age really need to learn more about. What does the course cover specifically?
Yeah, so Take Charge of Your Spending is beginning to introduce you to the concepts of budgeting and planning for the use of your money. So starting to think about your spending habits and how you would budget to ensure that you have some money put aside for saving, but also how you distinguish between your needs and wants and can start to make those decisions so that you're able to allocate your money correctly and accurately for the lifestyle that you want to lead.
I'm guessing, Katrina, needs are petrol for the car and wants are Lego kits, right?
Yeah, something like
that. That's what goes on at our house anyway.
Yeah, exactly, something like that.
Nice.
Yeah, definitely people I know need to discover what a need is compared to a want, because it's a bit bad with money spending.
Yeah, there's a lot of media and social media and influencers and things at the moment that really encourage young, all of us, to spend. And part of building financial literacy and what we cover in the courses is understanding that marketing and understanding consumerism. So it's kind of being able to navigate for yourself or understand for yourself what's marketing and what's it pushing you to do, which is often to spend money. And therefore, if you've got a plan and if you've kind of started to look at what your goals are and what you want to do and you've got that down in your budget, that helps you to make those decisions more actively. And it kind of means that you're not quite as susceptible to some of that marketing and advertising because you've got your plan in place and therefore you can make decisions about whether you will spend, you know, that money on that item that just pops up on your socials in that moment or not.
That's such a great point to have brought up there, Katrina, because we've actually had that chat at home. And you're right, because marketing and consumerism has gone mad. It's 2025. It wasn't as full on in the 90s. It was much harder to get the things that I wanted as a teenager. But I have said to Keely, you know, they'll bring out multiple Lego kits that she'll want. And then clothing's always ever-changing fashion every single week. And I said to her, that's actually how the world works. It's always going to throw something at you that you want, but it doesn't mean that you need to go out and get it.
Yeah, and often young people think about a budget as kind of restraining their life and like, oh, boo-hoo. But actually what a budget does, if you've stopped to think about it, is that it's your plan for what you actually want. So if you decide you want that car at the end of the year or you want that formal dress or you want to go to school and you've got your budget that's set up to allow you to get to that outcome, what it means is it helps you make the decision, like I said, to not spend that money on that latest Lego kit or the latest whatever that's just popped up, because you're like, well, that sits outside my plan. Or it may come within that because you're like, okay, I've got this money that is for spending on my wants, and I just need to, I can use that bit for it, and I'm still on track for the plan that I have for what I actually want to do with my money. But it's, you know, the financial landscape is changing a lot, like you said, from your day and my day. So it's really important for young people that they're digital natives, they're transacting digitally, it's cashless, and it makes it easier to spend money. There's no kind of barriers now to spending money. So it's really important that young people have the skills and behaviours and attitudes that help them manage that appropriately.
At my school, we participated in the SE Money Challenge, and through that I learned more about interest and budgeting, which helps me, I reckon, have a more of a financial grasp than other people. And I see this is also on the Financial Basic Foundation. Is the Cashed Up course similar to this?
Yeah, so Cashed Up is a little bit different. So the Easy Money Game is that, as you said, it's a virtual reality, it's a simulation game. It simulates all the things that might happen in your day or in a 6-month period, even though it only takes a couple of hours to play in the virtual reality world. Cashed Up is They are 6 discrete courses and they're delivered online via an LMS. So your teacher is able to give you the link to those courses and then you can work through the information and the lessons in those courses either in class or in your own time because it's all delivered online. So it's a little bit more structured. It's a little bit more comprehensive. It covers a lot of material. And they're courses that you can get a micro-credential for. So the Easy Money Game is a great way to kind of start doing that stuff and exploring, and you can make lots of mistakes because the game happens in real time, so you see the consequences of your decision, whereas Cashed Up is a set of courses that kind of take you through everything from goal setting and learning about money attitudes and behaviours to getting a job and working and tax and all those things that come as you progress through high school.
Yeah, so it's a bit more for people my age, like more comprehensive.
Yeah, so it's kind of designed, so course one, which is about levelling up your money plan, it's loosely designed for year seven, but that doesn't mean you can't do it if you're in year 10. But the courses around getting a job and earning would be really appropriate for somebody in year 10 and then year 10 to 12 because that's relevant to you in your life. Most of you and your friends will have jobs. You will have started to get income and you'll have a pay slip and you'll have a tax file number potentially. So all those things are relevant to you in middle and senior school, whereas you probably wouldn't be doing that stuff in year seven because it wouldn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah. I was just wondering if you had any budgeting tips for me that maybe allow some unlimited tuck shop?
Well, unfortunately, nothing is unlimited as far as spending goes. But the tip that I would say, the first financial rule of thumb I would always say to any young person is pay yourself first. And what that means is regardless of where your income comes from, a percentage or a portion of that, whatever you decide works for you, you put aside for saving first. And then you spend what's left over after that. Most people do it the other way around. So they spend and then they put away what's left over after spending. So the biggest tip I can say is save first and then learn to live within your means after that amount is put away. So probably my most critical basic tip that I'd give to any young person.
Yeah, I reckon that's a pretty good one.
Yeah,
a lot of friends I have, they see whatever they've got left over at the week and that's what they put away.
Oh, you've been doing that too. Don't worry, Keely.
Well, I'm usually a bit more structured. I usually put away $100 to $50 a week.
Yeah, if you can set that up so that that's like a direct debit that you don't see it of any income that you come in and that's put away to savings, that's a trick that you can kind of, because we can do things digitally now, do so that you don't see it in the first place and you know that that's going away to savings.
Yeah.
But whether it's digital or cash, if you get in the habit always of putting an amount away, that can follow you throughout life and you'll always have, you know, savings and that'll put you in a position where you feel a bit more comfortable if something was to come up down the track or you're saving for, you know, something bigger that you want down the track.
Speaking of budgeting, Katrina, as a parent, so far I've done a pretty simple budget with Keely about her annual bills that are pretty much just starting this year, largely due to having a car and then breaking it down into what she needs to save weekly to cover, you know, the rego and then fuel. So any sort of tips in that vicinity?
Yeah, that's fantastic. Actually, we're just starting to write the content for the new video series about buying your car. And that's what we're covering in the first video, which is it's not only the cost of purchasing the car that you've got to think of, which I think most young people do. It's the ongoing costs of owning that car from rego to insurance to roadside assistance to maintenance and repairs and petrol. And all those things have to be factored in. So I think what you've done with Keely is exactly right. Is you need to understand all those costs at the beginning of the process and then break them up through whatever time period you have in your budget, monthly, weekly, fortnightly, and set aside to ensure you've got the money to be able to cover those costs because some of them are pretty expensive, registration and insurance and then the maintenance of a car. So I think you've done exactly the right thing, which is know what those costs are or estimate what those costs are for some of them upfront and plan it out throughout the year so that you've got the money set aside ready for when those bills arrive.
Yeah, it's less stressful that way, isn't it?
Well, exactly. And that's the whole idea of the budget. You think it's kind of compressing you, but actually what it does is give you freedom because you've already got that plan in place, which means you know you're able to cover those costs. So you're free to go on your merry way and carry on and have fun because everything's in place for you to be able to cover those costs for the rest of the year. So brilliant.
And for my last question, I was wondering how I could get the cashed up course set up in my school.
Yeah, go and hound your teachers, right? So everything that we provide is on our website. It's financialbasics.org.au. It's all free for Australian schools and young people, and there's lots of resources for parents and young people as well. And for teachers, it's really important that it's written by Australian teachers and it's mapped to the curriculum, which means for them they can integrate it into any of their lessons and their classes because it's written in line with the Australian curriculum, so it makes their job pretty easy. So hand your teachers and your principals and your head of departments and get them to have a look at Financial Basics website and have a look at which resources might work for them.
Yeah, awesome. Sounds great. I guess I'll be bugging my maths teacher tomorrow.
Yes, you will.
Maths, business, economics or life skills. Like cashed up, the difference between cashed up is that we've written it. I don't know if you guys have some space in your timetable where you do life skills, well-being, pastoral care, any of those kinds of things. So cashed up is really great for that because sometimes maths and economics and business teachers don't have a lot of time to add this into their classes. But if you've got gaps of time in the school in a well-being program, cashed up sits really well with that. And it also means that every student gets to do it rather than just those kids who may have chosen those electives. Get your teachers across it.
Yeah, we definitely do a well-being program through the school, so I'm sure they'd be happy to implement some extra stuff with that one.
Yeah, I think it's really important for all young people to have some basic understanding of personal finances and money, and we see it as really important for your well-being throughout life. So maybe encourage every teacher to doing the well-being program to have a look at it.
I will, thank you.
No problem.
That sounds brilliant. Well, speaking of finances, we know your time is really precious and we really appreciate you sharing your knowledge with us today. CEO of Financial Basics Foundation, Katrina Samios, thank you so much for joining us on Grade 12 Unplugged.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the opportunity. You're welcome.